This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Is everybody in? Is everybody in? Is everybody in? The ceremony is about to begin. Wake up!
It's different after a Padres dub, that is for sure. That's Queens of the Stone Age, Better Living Through Chemistry. And we'll get to that in a moment. I'm Woodsy. That is Paul Reindel. Well, hang on. Let me start over. We're Ben and Woods. We're on 97.3 The Fan. Thank you for listening. If it's your first time here, welcome in. Glad to have you. And you can come and see what all the fuss is about. Because there's a lot of fuss about this program
fuss.
Sometimes. Yeah, there's fuss. There's fuss. Good fuss, bad fuss. I'm Woodsy, and I'm the co-host of this program. Paul Reindel is our executive producer, our YouTube Scorsese, getting us all dialed in. You can watch us on YouTube. Go to YouTube.com, search Ben and Woods, and you can see us and watch us. You see, I just picked my nose a little bit, like right in the intro, like a little, had a little hanger. I found the older I get, the more boogers I have, and it's not cool. The hair is growing way faster. Ears and nose, like I shave it on Monday with my little trimmer, and by Wednesday it's like a full thatch of ear hair and nose. My wife every day, trim your nose hairs. You're disgusting. And I just boogers. It's awful. Getting older has been a real challenge for me. Benjamin Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, joins us as well. Also our Secretary of Homeland Exploration, in that he likes to take vacations and explore the homeland a lot. Now, the name of that song, Ben, Better Living Through Chemistry, and have been a big subscriber to that for many, many years myself, and, you know, have some medications that I take. They're all doctor-prescribed. I no longer really dip my toe into the illegal medications very much, as it were. And Ben tried yesterday some Better Living Through Chemistry. What's it like to be a drug addict now, like the rest of us?
You know, I'm the opposite of you. For whatever reason, I try to avoid medication as much as I can. I mean, right. Everyone, I take some Advil, pills, obviously. But even Advil, I I don't want to overdo it. I've always
like overdose?
Heard, I've always heard you don't want to, you know, take too much Advil. It can be bad for your
liver.
So I've tried to limit myself. Even in my pain that I've been having, my back pain, I like waited until like the absolute very worst just to take like two of them. And that's it. That's all I let myself take during the day.
You don't do preventative Advil before a round of golf?
Sometimes I've done that if I haven't taken it in a while, but I don't want to get addicted. I don't want to take too much of it.
Okay. Do you know how much Advil you'd have to take to damage yourself?
I don't know that. I assume it's a lot. 4 or 5.
Every 6 hours for the next 40 years is about what you'd need to take to really, damage.
I'm safe then.
Because you've built up so much.
I try to limit myself to no more than 2 every few days.
Your liver looks like Arnold Schwarzenegger's bicep. Like he's, like you're fine.
Maybe I should be a little more free with the chemistry is what you're saying.
I think so.
But yes, I did try some CBD cream yesterday.
You're a drug addict now.
Is that I am?
Yes. Look at him.
I'm told that it doesn't
He's
have...
He's so free.
It doesn't have the same effects
I was kidding with you. I didn't know you would actually do it.
It's the other... It's the THC that's what gives you that high feeling, apparently, from marijuana, not the CBD.
Correct. I'm joking.
That's a totally different product, apparently.
Now, I am a big believer in CBD cream. I've taken CBD gummies before. And those actually, there's the other thing I used to do when I played baseball a lot, when I was playing on like 4 different teams. I had a CBD vape pen, and I would, before an AB, I would hit the vape pen, and it didn't, there was no THC, so it was just CBD. And buddy, I would go up there and feel supremely relaxed, confident, locked in. It was really kind of a cool thing.
Don't you think that perhaps that's psychosomatic, though?
Potentially.
That's just you... believing that something works, so well, you make it true in your own mind.
But I use the CBD roll-on on my back, my lower back, before a round of golf or before a baseball game. I lube up my arm with the CBD, and it feels good. I like the way it feels, but I've always been an Icy Hot fan and, you know, Tiger Balm and all the salves you can have in your bag.
I love that word.
I do, too.
Salve.
I've had... I'm very savvy with the salves, so... I'm a big fan. Good for you. It's your first foray into the CBD.
Yeah, my trainer, I did. I iced it. I even used the, like, not quite a roller, but on the side, on the back, to try to push it, and then some CBD cream to, you know, it helped a little bit yesterday.
Do you roll?
Oh, my God, I'm high.
Do you roll? You don't roll anything, but have you ever tried to, like, smash your butt?
Yeah.
Okay, that's
smash
what you need.
My butt.
Smash your butt with the ball or a foam roller, because then it'll loosen up the back. It's all connected. The whole body is connected. That's
I
what
was
I
actually
learned,
using the side, the wall, to kind of do some of that yesterday, some stretches and exercises.
Good.
Helped a little bit. Still feeling it, of course. But I want to thank everybody who also reached out.
Well, I was reading in your recap here. I don't know why I believe it, but I know that I do. Said, worked on my back with ice and CBD cream. It helped some, but still dealing with intermittent pain. Foster reached out with a possible cause to the pain. If Foster reaches out with any solutions for the pain, that's when you run. Man, just take one of these. It won't hurt you. Just take one. Boy, you're going to feel good. I'm telling you.
No, he actually
did. He never slept.
It wasn't a medical solution, but he was very, I think he was very excited to let me know.
Just so you know, he's not a doctor.
I realize that, but he was convinced he knew the cause of the problem.
They call me the pharmacist
and the potential solution. And he said, I think because this happened to me, he said, so I think this might be what's happening to you. Do you put your wallet in your back pocket and then have it in there all day? Because that can cause back pain if you're sitting on it all day. And I think he was absolutely sure. Because I've got the dad wallet that's probably too thick for me. And
me too.
I think he was thinking, that sounds just
How
like
big is
Ben.
Your wallet? Let me see right now.
My wallet is, if everyone wants to look on the YouTube stream.
Mine's pretty thick. Paulie's a little thicker.
Mine's very thick.
You guys are both thicker than I am.
Yeah.
Wallet-wise,
but
at least.
As you saw me pull it out, I keep it in my front pocket on the left, and the back pain is back right. So I don't think, despite Foster's best intentions, that that is actually my issue, is having my wallet in my back pocket.
And that's fine, but just if he gives you something, don't take it.
Okay.
Okay? Because it's probably some sort of illegal Percocet.
Laced with fentanyl.
That he made in
his bathroom.
Take
one of those nose spray Narcans to avoid dying or something. So that's what I'm worried about.
Anything he hands you, just, oh, thanks, bud. And then just throw it away so that kids can't get to it. Because you just never know.
Safely wear gloves.
Yeah. Yes.
Don't let it trace back to you
in any way. Exactly right. So, yeah, I would just stay away. No, back pain is no good. I've been lucky, knock on wood. I haven't really had much of it. The hair, though, is really, for me, biggest problem.
I'm the opposite. Would you be surprised to learn I have never trimmed my nose hairs in my life?
I'm so jealous.
And you don't feel like I have a problem with it.
You see mine now, right?
You look okay right now. I don't see anything at the moment.
Dude, I'm driving to work like yanking nose hairs out of my nose. But you're not hairy. You don't ever get even hair on your face. This sucks, dude. My ear hair, it's all back in there.
Is that an older guy thing?
That's what happens, man.
Because I don't have any nose hair.
No, you will.
Ear hair.
Strap in, dude. Everything is worse, Paulie. I told you this a couple years ago.
I've heard the more you trim them, though, the thicker and bigger
bushier.
They come back. Yeah.
I told you a couple years ago. You're young.
Bush, 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 bush.
Take care of yourself when you're young, because then you get old and you're like, I'm falling off a cliff a little bit. Did my, listen to us, we're like, it's like listening to geriatric radio. Because, good morning, everyone.
Does anyone want to know where the best buffets are that open at 4 p.m.?
Actually, I would like to know where a buffet is. I've been longing for a buffet. I did my sleep study part two last night. I did it the first one, and I failed. I sent it off, mailed it in, the whole bit. I said, all right, I'm done with this. They're going to send me my sleep apnea machine. It didn't work. Okay, so they sent me another one, so I did it last night. I'm like, make sure you sleep on your back. I don't sleep on my back. So I fell asleep like this. I woke up. Everything was done. I don't know if it worked, but I hit the button, saw the green wheel, had to take everything off this morning, the tubes out of my nose. And sent it off today, so hopefully I get the results back and they just send me a machine.
This is
terrible.
So old.
This is terrible.
This is such old man talk this morning.
Worst.
You know what? I'll just throw it out there. Watched the Padres game last night, watched the end of the basketball game, turned on some SportsCenter. I was boring and I just didn't, I was at work and I was flipping through the channels, ended up on Murder, She Wrote.
Yeah, my hemorrhoids really flared
Jessica
up last
Fletcher,
night, too.
Fletcher solved the crime again. Very satisfying.
Sean in the chat says, yeah, I think Paulie knows getting old sucks. He has to work with these old guys every day.
The two most decrepit 47 and 8-year-olds in San Diego
now. I got, like, arthritis in my hand. Like, Paulie, when I was 22, I was a dynamo. I couldn't be stopped. Like, I was a bundle of raw energy everywhere I went. The life of the party.
Ben and Woods brought to you by the AARP.
Yeah, brought to you by Geritol. Why? Geritol. Simply the best for your old ass. Yeah, great win last night. Very, you know, good spirits. We're gonna get into all of that.
Surprised you guys stayed up so late. Saw the ninth inning at 7 o'clock or whatever it was.
I do like those. East Coast games. They get early, and I was in bed by 7:30, which is exactly where I need to be. But we'll talk about all of it. You get a win. And we don't complain about wins, just like we don't complain about pars or sex with our wives. We enjoy all of those. That said, you look at some of the things that they're doing and you're like, all right, it still hasn't sunk in to you guys, right? Like, it's still, you guys still are not all, you're not firing on all cylinders yet. There's two instances last night where I went, oh my God, it's a manager's nightmare. Two instances where 100%. A manager is like, I got to take Tums now. I have to take Tums.
You know what I learned about myself? I finally realized that when the team is winning, I tend to be more critical. And when the team is losing, I tend to be more
forgiving.
Optimistic. It's weird. I'm always trying to bring things out to the middle. It's never quite as bad or quite as good as you want to think it is. So yesterday, even though they were winning, I kept kind of poking holes as I'm watching the game and, you know, things that I'm still concerned about. Obviously, no hits with runners in scoring position, things like that. So I feel like I watch with a more critical eye when they're winning. And then when we're losing, it's like, okay, I know it's not this bad. Come on, there's no way that this team is as bad as what's been happening lately. Let's go a little lighter on them. Let's go a little easier on them. I tend to do that as I'm watching Padres baseball.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to complain, but there are things that we need to point out that really still need to be cleaned up, you know, with this baseball team. And I think you probably can guess what I'm talking about. And we'll get into all of that. We've got a Daily Ditty selection from listener Steve. It's a really good one. One of my favorite songs. And he beat my ass in Take on Woods on Monday. So he earned that selection. So this one's for you, Steve. And we got Adam Jones coming up at 7:35.
We try to have younger friends to keep us younger, yeah. Like Adam Jones.
Yeah, no doubt. He played professional sports for as long as he did. I bet you he still feels fine. Like, he's in such good shape. That's the problem. When you're out of shape, things start to fall apart.
God, almost all of our guests are younger than you guys.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Most people now, it feels like, are younger than us as well. We also had an incorporator yesterday with Jesse Agler. If you missed it, Pauly has pulled Jesse incorporating the word obelus into last night's broadcast. An obelus is another word for the division sign.
Yes. The line with the dots on either side.
Yeah, one dot on top, one dot on the bottom, and a flat line. How did he work that into the game last night?
Brilliant.
We'll find out right after the Daily Ditty coming up next as we get started on a Wednesday. Glad to have everybody with us. It is Ben and Woods. Let's get our first check of traffic with Kelly Danick, and then we're off and running here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Later. So good. I miss when music had a little danger behind it. When we were little kids, Ben, somebody told me AC/DC stood for After Christ, Devil Comes. That's not at all. They were not devil worshippers, just some
Hard Partying Lads from Australia.
What does it stand for? I always thought it was alternating current, direct current.
Yeah,
just the two types of electricity.
It's just a cool name. AC/DC. No, no. It's After Christ, Devil Comes. Oh, okay. And then you hear Highway to Hell. You're like, see?
You know, like most rock bands, good rock bands, they were a little before my time.
Yes.
You know, early 80s, late 70s, right?
Yep.
I was born in 90. But going back and appreciating rock and roll, they're like top two or three for me. I love like every one of their songs.
They're unbelievable.
Who's their drummer?
I don't know, actually.
Because for whatever reason, like the drums just feel like it hits differently in a lot of their songs.
You got Brian Johnson replaced Bon Scott, who choked on his own vomit and died. Very rare to have, and Bon Scott was great. Very rare to have the guy come in and be as good ish as the front man that died and continue on their massive legacy. You got Angus Young, you got Malcolm Young. I want to say his name's, there's a Cliff in there somewhere, but I don't know who the drummer was, Paulie. That's the one
Their brothers,
Angus and Malcolm.
We had a siblings theme.
Oh, we did, yeah.
Recently.
Yeah.
Phil Rudd.
Is there a Cliff in the band?
Cliff Williams.
Cliff Williams, thank you. I knew there was a
bassist Cliff Williams.
Okay, there you go. The other part of the rhythm section. I do miss a little danger in my rock and roll because it just doesn't really exist anymore. Really not allowed to because everyone's on TikTok. So I don't think AC/DC would have been TikToking, but great rock and roll band, great selection from listener Steve for our Daily Diddy.
So it's like destinations, vacation kind of theme. Is he on the highway to hell? Are we on the highway to hell?
Who is?
I'm asking. That was Steve's selection.
Oh, yeah, vacation.
Oh, vacation.
Vacation. Yeah, isn't destination.
It is.
Yeah, hell.
It's not where I'd pick to spend my
is he
weekend
saying he
off.
Is on the
I think
highway
you're
to hell,
good. You're from all of us, you're good.
It's like Nikki, it's a nice place to visit, but I wouldn't want to live there.
To live there, yeah, pity city. like the great Nikki Sixx said, if you're going to miss it, don't miss it by an inch. If you're going to miss heaven, don't miss it by an inch. Which always stuck in my mind. That's a great, great song. But yeah, I guess he's technically right. That is a destination. So
before we get to our Padres wrap-up from last night's win, it was an Incorporator Tuesday. Jesse Agler joined us in our 8 o'clock hour yesterday. And at the end of the conversation, as we do every week, we give him his Incorporator word, and this was the selection yesterday.
He did not run this one by me,
Jesse,
so I have no idea.
This is
going
to be a surprise to Woods. Paul's got it, though. He's going to play it for you right now, Jesse.
Obelus.
Oh. O-B-E-L-U-S.
Obelus. I've heard of obelisk.
No, it's not an obelisk. That's like a, you know, you get a lot of those in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, there's a lot of obelisks.
This is not that. An obelisk.
Obelisk.
It's the division sign. It's the official name for a division sign.
Wow, I had no idea.
The dot, the line,
the dot.
The dot underneath.
Coolest sign, by the way.
Dot, line, dot. That's an obelisk.
Obelisk.
First of all, I am so excited to know that there is a name for this.
Me too. Me too.
So I was glad just to delight Jesse just with the choice of the word yesterday. But really, I had no idea. Sometimes when I give him a word, I'll think, oh, here's how I would do it, you know, but I had no clue.
No, it was a tough one. Very,
you know,
very
it could
tough.
Come in like somehow with the statistics of baseball, right. But still not going to be an easy word to work in.
Yeah,
so
this was in the middle of a fairly lengthy conversation that he and Tony Gwynn Jr. were having yesterday. So it was the bottom of the fifth inning, and they were talking about player contracts.
Got it.
Guys like a Juan Soto, guys like a Blake Snell, like these guys enjoy doing what they do, and you know the money part is a result of them being good at what they do, but that's not their first thought when it comes to the game of baseball.
0-2 again from Darvish to Dominic Smith, the former Met. Yu delivers, and a line drive up the middle into center field for a base hit. One out, single for the Washington first baseman. Yeah, I feel like so often when we're talking about the complex equations of player contracts and salaries, it's that. It's about money. But the equation is more complicated than that, I think, for a lot of guys. There's a lot of, you know, parentheses and multiplication signs and obelisks as you're trying to figure out, okay, there's money, there's geography, there's playing time. And for some guys, the equation is more complex.
It's unreal.
Tony Nuccio. Yeah, of course. Yeah, absolutely. I know exactly what you're talking about, Jesse. We discuss obelisks all the time in the Gwynn household, and I'm not going to call you out on using that word during the broadcast last night. He did. It was a conversation, though, I was reading about earlier this week. Joe Musgrove talking about the fact that, you know, a lot of fans think, oh, yeah, Manny got his money, Joe got his money, Jake got his money, and all of a sudden, boom, you know, they don't care anymore. You know, it doesn't matter. They don't need to try as hard. And Joe was saying it's the exact opposite. It's the exact opposite. You feel the need to justify your money, to try to work harder, press harder. It's not what a lot of fans think it is when players struggle after signing a big contract.
There's one example. There's one example. I know of one example that did that. That got his bag and stopped trying. You know who it is. Paul, you know who it is. Everybody out there listening, you probably know who it is. He's out of baseball right now. I've seen it happen. These aren't those guys. The Manny Machados of the world, the Jake Cronenworths of the world, the Joe Musgroves of the world, they may not always execute to perfection. They may have really, really bad weeks. They may have bad months. They will have bad months. I can promise you that in this game. It's not because they don't care. And it's not from a lack of effort, and it's not from a lack of want to. It's just not. Those guys do exist. And he played here. And, you know, the effort was not there anymore. And, you know, that's confirmed. So this isn't those guys. And you notice that he's out of a job and off this team. That's nothing to worry about with this squad. They're trying almost too hard. But last night was a nice, found a way that to win a ball game. And it was by hitting the long ball and hitting a lot of them. And it was fantastic. And Brandon Dixon, who I've been just trumpeting as the next big thing, finally broke out. You can't even say it with a straight face. Would anybody else in here raise your hand if you looked at the lineup and went, oh my God, another start? I did. I 100% did. I was telling my wife, I didn't want to be lineup guy, but I was like, I go, Gore, lefties actually hit better off of Gore. So why is Brandon Dixon in there? Why I'm here, why they're
I did,
there.
I did like, and we'll get into this, but I also liked that Bob Melvin aggressively switched
to
Rougned Net Odor, who I really do feel like he's locked in right now.
He's feeling pretty good.
You know, for whatever Rougned Odor is or is not at age 29 after 10 years in the big leagues, right now,
he's kind of starting to fit in, man.
He's one of your better offensive options. And
like we all said
he would be. I want to see him out there as much as possible. At least in this moment in time, Rougned Odor should be in the lineup pretty much every day right now. He's more than a platoon player. With Manny out, I'd like to see him on the field on a regular basis. Defensively, he's all right. And offensively, he's putting together some of the better swings on the team right now. And I think he can do it against lefties as well, if needed be. So I'm glad that Brandon Dixon got a home run, but I'd like to see Rougned Odor in the lineup more right now for the San Diego Padres.
Yeah, I think you will. But mostly out of necessity, but also, Ben, because, you know, he's playing pretty well right now. So ride the hot hand as much as you can.
All guests on Ben and Woods appear on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. We'll hear all of Jesse's calls of 4 home runs and a 7-4 victory over the Washington Nationals in our Padres wrap-up. That's coming up right after this on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Just watched the episode of Ted Lasso Season 3. No spoilers, but okay. The team plays a friendly in Amsterdam. And
yes.
Ted gives the team no curfew, night off.
So night
they
off.
They all decide what they want to do, and they want to do it all as a team, whatever it is. And the Padres, I guess, had a bit of a Ted Lasso night on Monday night in Washington, D.C. Was just reading about that. A little team activity, Woodsy. You like that? Like to see that?
I do.
Guys getting together on their off day as a group?
I do, and I do feel that it's important. It's interesting. We were talking about it at the break. So from Kevin Acey's piece this morning, sends out the daily newsletter, really good stuff. We kite a lot of it for our show, because he's there. He's getting all this info and he's sending it out and we got it.
I mean, it would be great if we were traveling with the team every single
this
day.
This was my story from last night, but that's not how it works.
That would be difficult to do as well. So we appreciate that they have his coverage and he is with the team on the road trip.
Said a lot of guys slept in to start the team's off day, which can't blame them for that. I 100% would agree. Said somewhat met up with family. A few took in some sights in the nation's capital. Then most of them got together to watch the Nuggets and Lakers play in the Western Conference Finals. Veteran players acknowledged it's not imperative that they're buddies. What matters is what happens on the field. Ruggi said, you don't have to be friends to be a good teammate. That's absolutely true. That's absolutely true. But players do contend that knowing each other on a deeper level can help at various times, such as when things get really, really tough. And Joe says, I don't think it's necessity for winning, but when you're struggling, things aren't going right, you're not having fun doing what we're doing, you go out and you try to create the fun somewhere else in the hopes that it will lift everyone's spirits. I can really go either way on it. I really can. I forced activities for me that's never how to win me over. It's never, ever like forcing me to, all right, we're doing, you know, beer and burgers. And like, man, I'm kind of a guy that marches to my own beat. But I will admit, when you're part of a team, it is pretty important. Like a big team. It's the three of us. We go out and play golf together, and we really enjoy it when I played golf, when Paulie played golf. We used to really enjoy that. And, you know, but there are times when you're like, I want some me time. And I think that's all right, too.
I'd like to think of myself as a pretty good teammate. And I know this is going to shock you, though.
It does shock me.
I have never been someone who makes really friends at work. You guys, I have gotten much closer to the two of you than I have really any of my other colleagues. Craig Elston, way back in the day, we're friends, still friends today, works very closely. But over the years, I have a good relationship with my colleagues at the TV station and at other radio stations I've worked at. But we don't really hang together outside of the confines of work. It's at least very rare when that happens. I've enjoyed becoming a little closer to you guys, but I'm not going to say that I did it. It's you, Woods, who kind of drives that. That's more important to you, and I've kind of come along for the ride and enjoyed it. But no, I don't think it's important that you have to be friends with your colleagues to be a good teammate and to be successful at whatever work that you do.
And it's got to come naturally, right? Like when Paulie and I started playing golf a lot, where you're a golfer, and that was an easy fix. Like, cool, let's just go play golf together. And I would always say, I really love working with two guys that I can feel excited about after we turn the mics off and, you know, go knock out what we need to knock out, heading to the golf course together, and then spending the day together, not talking about work, you know, talking about golf or talking about our lives or, you know, being dads or whatever, you know, Paulie getting married, all that stuff. That stuff is important. We are brothers. There's no question. I look at you guys like brothers. With baseball, we were just talking earlier in the week about how it may be the one sport where, at least hitting-wise, you just have a job to do. And if you do your job, then you're fine. Like, everybody needs to pull their weight in the lineup. And it doesn't matter that, hey, Ben, we're going to hit really well today because we went and saw that new movie last night. Like, it just doesn't work that way. You know, unless you're playing second and I'm playing short and I can look at you and give you a wink and you know to backpick a guy or whatever, like, that stuff's important. But when you're in the lineup and you're trying to hit and the guy's throwing 97, you're just trying to do your job and hope the next guy drives you in. That's really what it boils down to. So,
and, of course, defensively, the Padres have been outstanding.
They've been great.
Most outs above average in the league, fewest errors in the league by a wide margin. So the part of the game that you might think is chemistry related, the Padres have been outstanding at. Hitting, the part that really isn't, is, of course, where they've struggled.
It is weird, though, because in the AC piece, he does say almost every player showed up at the establishment. Me, well, I desperately want to know who didn't show up. Desperately. And I won't. I will never know who wasn't there. But I have gone through pictures before and been like, all right, there's him, check him off. Who's the lone wolf out there? I have my theories on who it is, but I'm not going to say.
Some guys just want to stay in, have room service, and do nothing at night.
Which is absolutely
it's fine, too. It's
sometimes
a long season.
You got to, when we go to spring training, we're not out raging every night. I'm in my bed at 6 o'clock. Why? Because I have no kids, no wife. I'm just solo. And it's nice to go in there and shut it down for a while. So I don't begrudge these guys whatever they want to do on the road. As long as you keep winning ball games and hitting home runs, man. Everything is gravy.
Looking forward to hearing some home run calls from Jesse Agler in our Padres wrap-up. We will get to that right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
I love winning, man. I love winning. You hear what I'm saying? It's like better than losing.
Miss any of yesterday's Padres game?
Did you catch a game last night?
Well, we've got you covered.
Thank you.
It's the Padres wrap-up with Ben and Woods.
Go! It's our house right here, baby!
Presented by Hamul Casino. With thrilling slots and tables and all the best rewards, Hamul Casino has all the fun you're looking for. Hamul Casino. Fun above all else. On 97.3 The Fan.
That is the ball game, and that is a winner.
This about damn time.
3-2 hit in the air to deep right field. Thomas is back. He is at the wall. He leaps up. It's going to go! An opposite field home run for Xander Bogaerts. Seventh of the season, and after he did not muster a hit against Boston over the weekend, he comes to D.C. and gives the Padres a 2-0 lead. Left-hand pitcher, right-hand batter. First pitch swinging, Dixon hits one in the air to deep right center field. Alex Call goes back, looks up, gonna go! Brandon Dixon the other way. Over the big, tall wall here in Washington. Couple of rows up over that out-of-town scoreboard. And Brandon Dixon's first home run of the season will extend the Padre lead. It's 3-0. Darvish a very long pause. Now the pitch, and Abrams hits it in the air deep down the right field line. This one way back, gonna go. Second deck over the Nationals bullpen. C.J. Abrams, his fifth home run of the year, a two-run shot, and this is a one-run game. Darvish kicks and deals, and this one hit in the air to deep left field. Juan Soto goes back. He is at the wall, and it will go. Back-to-back home runs. C.J. Abrams and Lane Thomas, and this game is tied 3-3. Here's the 0-2. Yeah. That's hit hard in the air into shallow right field. Long run, Lane Thomas coming in on the move. He gets there to make the catch. Tagging at third, Odor. Here's the throw. It's cut off by Smith. Both runners advance, and the Padres take the lead. 1-1 to Soto. Juan hits this one in the air to deep right center field. Call goes back. Looking up. Gonna go! Welcome back, Juan Soto. Team leading ninth home run of the year. His third hit of the night. And the Padres extend the lead. It's 5-3. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Cronenworth hits one in the air. Deep to right field. Thomas backing up, trying to measure it at the wall. Turns around, and it is either off the top of the wall or just over the fence. Bogaerts ends up stopping at third. Cronenworth into second with a double. Boy, I sure thought it got over the metal railing that is on top of the green padded wall. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a line drive into right center field. Fernando not going to get there. That'll split the gap. Going to go up against the base of the wall. Tatis picks it up. Garcia rounding third. He'll score as the throw from Fernando kicked off of Odor's glove. That ruined any chance they were going to have for a relay to the plate. An RBI double for Joey Meneses. And the Nationals have gotten one back. 7-4 Padres now in the eighth inning. Hader will fire. The ball is popped up. Left side of the infield, Bogaerts comes in from shortstop, just in front of the infield. He'll make the two-handed catch, and the ball game is over. Padres have won their second straight as the road trip is off to a fine start. A 7-4 win over the Nationals here tonight.
You trade four home runs for hits with runners in scoring position?
I just looked at that. I noticed that. Yeah, you know, we had some homers. They're in scoring position where they're home plate, right?
Yeah, drive yourself in. That's one way to do it. And
can't
Padres
argue
got
with that logic.
Four of them yesterday in a 7-4 win over the Washington Nationals. Big day for Juan Soto. 3-for-4, hit his ninth home run of the season. Got a nice ovation before his first at-bat. Get a chance to tip his cap, thank the fans in Washington. Of course, he went back last year in August, right after the trade. But I think this was a little more... wasn't so close to it. I was able to kind of appreciate it a little bit more. Certainly likes hitting in Washington, D.C. No doubt about that. But he feels very comfortable
very,
there.
Very cozy in that batter's box. I loved what he said after the game, too. I mean, again, you forget he's still a young man, a very, very young man. It started his Major League Baseball career at a very young age. And he told Scan, he said, that batter's box is where my dreams came true. I realized my dreams in that batter's box. That's where it all started for me. And, man, that got me a little bit. It's you think about that, and what a road it's been for him. It's been pretty crazy. And to watch how he has willed himself and worked his tail off to get out of, I mean, guy, he looked lost. He looked as lost as a human could look, you know, a month ago. And to watch where he – look, see where his numbers are – to see that swing last night, those swings last night, I mean,
he said, I feel really, really good, and I'm just very close. Like, even yesterday, he said one more thing locking in to where he wants to be. I know it irks some Padres fans to hear him talk about how much he loves Washington and how much he loves his teammates. It's like your girlfriend talks about her previous boyfriend in glowing terms. It doesn't feel great when that happens, but you can't blame him for enjoying his time there. He won a World Series with the Washington Nationals. He was close, you know, came up through the system with those people, became his friends, became his first real baseball family. You're not supposed to all of a sudden just hate everybody just because you were traded to across the country.
He's not in radio.
But it does have that feeling like, oh, yeah, well, you're with me now. Why do you keep talking so nicely about your ex?
You never have to worry about that with me, Ben, ever.
You don't ever talk nicely about your ex.
There's not one of them that I miss. Not one. Not in the slightest.
Here's a clip of Juan after the game in the clubhouse yesterday, and he was talking about playing back in D.C. and kind of what you were talking about, Ben, like, yes, he went back last year after being traded, but he was talking about, like, that was more sad than anything else. Like, he was sad to be traded. And that's not a knock on being traded to San Diego. That was home for him.
It feels a little different, you know. Definitely last year was a little bit more emotional. This year was, you know, emotional, but it was more like happy. Like, I feel more happy instead of being sad or being traded or anything like that. So I was more excited to be out there and play for those fans instead of feel sad or I get traded.
Maybe, you know, part of the Padres' struggles, it's just the simple fact that it takes people time to adjust to new surroundings and new experiences. And Juan Soto going to be a big part of this team. He's finally starting to come around. I mean, it's a very encouraging sign for the Padres seeing what Juan Soto is doing.
Missile.
Oh, my God. Oh. Off the bat.
441 feet. Yeah.
You know, you know, and again, listen, it's the night he put together 3-for-4, bomb, 2 runs scored, a walk, and an RBI. What's his OPS now?
Getting close to 900, I think,
yeah,
now at this point.
If not over. I mean, that's what else do you want right now at this point from Juan Soto? And, you know, there's some encouraging things. I mean, you know, Brandon Dixon running into one is awesome. But Xander Bogaerts, getting the guys on the board early, you know, getting a little bit of the pressure off and you know, not letting things mount and snowball. Nice to see Xander get some knocks last night. Very, very clutch. 2-for-5 with a bomb, 2 runs scored, 2 ribs. Fantastic night for him. Yu Darvish gutted it out, man. He did what he does. He went 6 innings, gave up only 3 hits, 1 walk. I mean, the hits he gave up, yeah, it sucked. It sucked letting him back into the ball game, but the boys picked him up, and that's what a good team does, and that's how you can tell they're breaking out of it a little bit right now, and love to see the long balls flying out, though.
Jake. Soto's OPS is 905.
I just got it over 900 last night. Very nice. Jake.
Yeah, Jake.
Has been taking his walks, and he did early in the game yesterday. It sometimes feels like it can be one or another. Either you're taking walks or you're hitting. But doing both is hard, and to see him last night both take his walks and then find a pitch to hit and drive it over the wall, that to me was maybe the most encouraging thing I saw last night, was Jake Cronenworth's at-bats in that game. So offensively, a lot of exciting things, even though, yes, the Padres went 0-for-9 with runners in scoring position again. And I think it's still in their heads a little bit. The go-ahead sacrifice fly by Fernando Tatis Jr. in the, what was it, the 5th inning after they had just come back to tie the game, 6th yep. inning, the Nationals had just tied it.
All right, we need to talk about that.
Yeah, we need to talk about...
We've done the good. The hitting 4 home runs is great. Scoring 7 runs, getting Gore out early, getting into the bullpen, all fantastic work. What in the world are we thinking on the base paths? What in the world is happening right now with our base?
Oh, I think I know. I think I know what's happening.
And you better not say pressing.
We can discuss it. When we come back, we'll also play some Take on Woods to kick off hour number 2 next on San Diego's number 1 sports station.
Let's get negative.
97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.